This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says exports reached a historic high in the fiscal year 2024-25. Three people killed on the spot and 14 others injured in a jeep accident in Bajra district. And Thailand seals entire border with Cambodia after deadly clashes. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that exports reached a historic high in the last fiscal year 2024-25. Taking to his social media account this morning, he stated Nepal had succeeded in exporting goods and services worth 277.3 billion rupees in the fiscal year 2024-25. Nepal's total exports in fiscal year 2023-24 were only worth 152.38 billion rupees. However, it reached a historic high point, that is 277.32 billion rupees in the year 2024-25. According to the Prime Minister, exports increased by 81.80% compared to the previous year since the formation of the current government. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Ranadeva has said the role of honorary consuls is pivotal to drive the economic diplomacy in a dynamic and result-oriented manner. The minister made such remarks while inaugurating a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 18th General Assembly and Establishment Day of the Honorary Consular Corps, Nepal SCCN. The minister urged the honorary consuls to extend support to the government, which was in favor of benefiting the country through economic diplomacy, sharing that the government was successful in drawing global attention to climate change and the environment through Sagarmatha Sambad. The foreign minister urged one and all to motivate the younger generation to do something inside the country. Also on the occasion, Dean of the HCCN and Chairperson of the FNCCI, Chandra Prasad Thakal, informed that they have been collaborating with the government in the areas of trade and commerce, education, culture, tourism and information technology. Three people died on the spot and 14 others were injured when a jeep met with an accident at Himali Rural Municipality in Bajra district this morning. The deceased have been identified as Bija Rokaya, Juneli Rokaya and Bacha Rokaya from Kyudi village, according to the district police office Bajra. Police Inspector Dev Bahadur Chowdhury informed that the preliminary investigation of police ascertained that the accident took place when the jeep lost its control. The jeep was carrying passengers who were reportedly on their way to renew their social security allowance. In the last fiscal year, that is 2024-25, 11 people lost their lives to attacks by wild animals, including elephants, rhinos and tigers in Chitwan National Park. The highest number of casualties was due to rhino attacks, with 8 people losing their lives to the animal. Similarly, 2 people lost their lives in attacks by elephant and 1 due to tiger attack, according to Parks Information Officer Abhinash Thapa Magar. During the same period, 41 people were injured due to wild animal attacks. Of the injured, 32 were seriously injured, while 9 suffered minor injuries. People who had gone to collect green fodder, firewood and fiddlehead fern inside the forest of the national park were generally the ones to be killed or injured. In the last 5 years, 73 people lost their lives due to wild animal attacks in Chitwan National Park, with 169 people sustaining injuries. Chowri Kharka, located in Bhume rural municipality of Rukum East District, is rapidly gaining popularity as a new tourist hotspot. While only a handful of domestic tourists visited the area in previous years, this year has seen thousands flocking to enjoy its scenic beauty. The number of visitors to Chowri Kharka is steadily increasing, with an estimated 500 to 1,000 domestic and international tourists arriving daily. Situated at an elevation of approximately 4,000 meters above sea level, Chowri Kharka captivates visitors with its breathtaking breathtaking natural landscapes and vibrant alpine meadows adorned with colorful wildflowers. The accessibility of the destination has improved due to the well-maintained trail from the Mid-Hill Highway, making it easier for tourists to reach the site. The destination is ideal for year-round visits, but the monsoon season adds a special charm with blooming wildflowers, bustling herder activity, and grazing sheep and goats, bringing the landscape to life. Chauri Kharka has become a favorite for those seeking a short scenic trek from the Mid-Hill Highway, offering an immersive experience in nature's beauty. Visitors to Chauri Kharka can also enjoy stunning views of the Himalayas, towering hills, lush alpine pastures, and the nearby Dhorpatan Hunting Reserve, making it an ideal destination for nature lovers and adventure seekers alike. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Thailand has sealed its entire border with Cambodia following deadly clashes in a disputed border area that left at least two Thai civilians dead. According to the BBC, Thai authorities allege that Cambodian forces fired rockets into a Thai village, prompting the Thai military to respond with F-16 airstrikes targeting Cambodian military positions. Bangkok has urged all Thai nationals in Cambodia to return home and cited civilian injuries, including a five-year-old child, as further evidence of the escalating conflict. In response, Cambodia has downgraded diplomatic ties with Thailand, accusing Bangkok of using excessive force. Thursday's fighting represents a significant escalation in the long-running border dispute between two Southeast Asian nations. Cambodia's foreign ministry, in a strongly worded statement, condemned Thailand's military response as reckless and aggressive. The statement claimed that Thai troops had carried out deliberate and unprovoked attacks on Cambodian positions early today morning. A summit between China and the European Union began in Beijing today, with leaders expected to address a range of issues including trade tensions and ongoing war in Ukraine. According to the BBC, the meeting comes amid global political and economic uncertainty and follows earlier speculations about whether Chinese President Xi Jinping would attend. Initially planned to take place in Brussels, the summit was relocated after reports that Xi declined to travel there. However, China confirmed earlier this week that President Xi would meet with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa in Beijing. At the start of the year, there had been cautious optimism from EU-China relations, partly driven by the potential return of leader Donald Trump to the US presidency, which some believed might push the EU and China closer together. However, relations have since become more strained. Von der Leyen said on social media that the summit offers a chance to advance and rebalance the EU-China relationship. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry described the current moment as a critical juncture for building on previous progress and opening a new chapter in bilateral ties. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy to partly cloudy across the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the hilly region of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Kandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country, even in midsummer. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says exports reached a historic high in the fiscal year 2024-25. Three people killed on the spot and 14 others injured in a jeep accident in Bajura district. And Thailand seals entire border with Cambodia after deadly clashes. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepal.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.